My name is Zara. I am 8 years old. Today is December 27, 2018. I'm speaking with Mariam Safi, who is my aunt. We are recording this interview in Seattle, Washington. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Good question, Zara. My childhood, I grew up in Texas, and my parents came from India, so I always felt a little bit different because most of my friends were all, they were not from other countries originally. I mean, they were, but they there weren't that many Indian Americans in my little town. So your brother, so your daddy, who's my brother, and I were kind of the only ones growing up that looked like us in our little town, so in Texas. And I think, my childhood was fun. It was a little bit tough, because I didn't have other people, who are similar to me. I found those people when I was in college and in graduate school and when I left Texas. But it was a good childhood. And your dada and dadi, so my parents, were good parents. What was I like as a child? Huh, that's a good question. I think I was really into art, just like you. So we have that in common. I loved, playing with other people. I loved painting, drawing. I loved going on trips and traveling. So I think I was a pretty fun little kid.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I think the year that when I joined the Foreign Service, that was tough in general because I knew I'd have to be living in other countries and I wouldn't be in, the United States, close to family. I'd have to leave my favorite city in the world, which was New York City. And then when I was deciding on different jobs, within the Foreign Service, the toughest one I think I picked was in Iraq, in Baghdad, because at that time it was after the U.S. invaded in 2003. So I was there towards the end of 2011. So it was really tough, very isolating, really hard to see the impact that the war had on Iraqis. I felt really sad. So that was the most difficult moment, for one of the most difficult moments for me.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence on your life?
Yes, I would say the two people would be my mommy and daddy. So your dada and dadi. Your dada, so my father, really gave me the courage to be adventurous, to do things that not everybody does. So for example, how old was I? I think I was 17 years old, and I decided, I'm going to travel to India by myself, just like that. And your daddy's brother, oldest brother, said, you can't, have your daughter travel by herself in India all alone. And then my dad said, don't listen to him. You can do it. And I did it. And I took a train and I, booked a rail, an itinerary all from the southern part of India to the north, and then went to Nepal, and I was only, 17 years old, about 17 or 18, and I did the whole of India, all alone, and it was because Dada gave me the confidence to just do it. And even with my career, when I said, I don't know if I should go to Iraq, I don't know if I should go to Cairo, he said, just do it, just do it. So he's always saying, and then my mom has always been such a hard worker. And she's so good to people. So she always, no matter who it is, she talks to everybody. She tries to help everybody. So I think she's, just a very good person, a good role model. So I was lucky I had two really good parents who are good role models for me. They're the biggest influences on my life.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
Good question. Well, I tell you I love you all the time. So that you already know. Yeah, you remind me a lot of myself, actually. I don't know if I told you that, but I think that's why we're so close, because there are things about you that remind me of me. And there's actually a saying in Arabic that says bint zay amita, and bint means daughter or the girl, and then amita means like the paternal aunt, like the dad's sister. So the girl is usually like the dad's sister. So I think it's kind of funny. There's actually an Arabic proverb for our relationship.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
That's a very good question. I think when I was your age, I thought, oh, I'm going to do this path that's very, you know, I'll go to medical school, I'll get married, I'll have babies, I'll stay in Texas probably, just live next to my parents, and not really, didn't imagine I would travel as much or do the kind of career that I have. So I thought I would have a very different life when I was younger that was maybe a little less adventurous.
Can you tell me about your grandparents? Your great grandparents?
So my grandparents, so two sets of grandparents. On my mom's side, one of them, my mom's father, grew up in Hyderabad. And he owned a store. And then his wife's father or grandfather maybe, so about my great-grandfather, was connected to the royal family in Hyderabad, the Nizam. And so this is something that my mother loves to talk about. And he was a physician to the Nizam. So many people in my mom's side of the family always are very proud of that, you know, connection. On my dad's side, his father was also a salesman. So that's how, you know, they were connected to my mom's side, because my mom's father owned a shop and then my dad's father was a salesman and would travel quite a bit and would travel from his town in Gujarat, in Surat, which is in the, you know, western coast of India, down to the south, which is where my mother is from. And my dad's mother was actually illiterate, so she couldn't read or write. She could only just sign her name. And I think she could read some Arabic, though. But she was, they married very young. So both my grandparents, I think, were teenagers. My grandmother must have been only 13, and my grandfather on my mom's side was 15 when they got married. And I think for my dad's side, I'm not sure, but they were quite young. They had many kids on both sides. So big families, which means lots of cousins.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh, there's so many. I think favorite memory. Oh, there was one great memory. There's so many, but when it was, you must have been maybe 2 years old, and it was Thanksgiving. And you're just very determined. And so I remember we were all sitting on the upstairs of our Zuleika Dadi's house, Mansur Dada's house. And there was a kind of low-level table. And you were really a baby then. And you were trying to get up on top of the table. And you just kept trying to get on the table. And you kept sliding off, trying and then sliding off. And then eventually, after maybe 8 or 9 tries, you get on the table and everybody's around you. Everyone's applauding and they're so excited because you just didn't give up. You were just, you know, persistent. And I thought, wow, this girl is going somewhere. She's a fighter. She doesn't just say, oh, it's too hard. She'll just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. So that's my favorite memory of you.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up?
I would say one of my teachers in college, her name was Sarah Weddington, and she was, you know, pretty well known because she was an attorney who was very young when she argued a case in front of the Supreme Court called Roe versus Wade. And that was important because it gave women the right to have an abortion and have a, you know, choice on their reproductive planning and their rights. And so otherwise, women may have go through dangerous procedures, you know, if they have a pregnancy that they, you know, can't either for whatever reason, you know, decided not to have. So she told me, she said, you know, you have an interesting story, and you should, rather than go to medical school, you know, think about other ideas, think about other options. You know, maybe you should become an activist or a lawyer or campaigner or something, because, you know, you have a strong voice. And I think, you know, I didn't realize it at the time, but, and she wrote me so many recommendation letters, every program I ever wanted to apply for. So when I went back to visit her a couple of years ago, she told me she saved all the letters. And she said, the reason I can't open my file cabinet is because all of the letters of recommendation I've saved from you, all this big folder. So she was really generous. And she reminded me that, you know, so there's a concept, it's called pay it forward. So when somebody helps you along the way, you should always remember that and think about doing that for others. So when somebody asks you for help, maybe someone younger than you, and they ask for advice, you should always give them the advice, because somebody gave you advice. And so it's that way, it's kind of spreading the good energy everywhere.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
I would say there's, well, one person who kind of has officially, you know, become my mentor. She was someone I met very, you know, randomly at a conference. We were bonding about Egypt because, you know, she had done helped produce a documentary about Cairo during the revolution. And so we just kind of hit it off. We bonded. And then, you know, over the last couple of years, she's really taken me under her wing. She's given me advice about life. She's helped me with, you know, for example, right now I'm doing a fellowship with Council on Foreign Relations. She helped me with the proposal. She sent a letter to the president saying, you know, you should, you know, you kind of endorsing me, really going out of her way to help me. And I didn't ask for it. And she just sort of did it, kind of, you know, she took it upon herself. She saw something in me and wanted to help. And it's really inspiring. So if she were here, you know, next to me, then I would say, you know, just thank you. And that, you know, it's such a good example for me to learn from. People like that are, you know, so important. And it's important to try to be like them, you know, to sort of help others. And because especially, you know, in a society where it's usually like white men that tend to get access to all these opportunities, when you see a woman or a woman of color, you know, from other backgrounds, usually they don't get a seat at the table. So you should always try to help make room for them at the table. And that's what she was trying to do. So that I really appreciate.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
When you were born. Yeah.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
Thank you, Mansur Dada. I missed my dad's oldest brother. And the thing I miss the most is that he always would show up to everything. And so, you know, like when I was, anytime there was anything, had an art exhibition in New York, I was young, nobody came, and then your Mansur Dada showed up. He always showed up to everything. And it's hard. Thanksgivings are hard.